This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And today we are discussing intesibiza ngani na ngama broilers. Abo lamthuthu, yabo labo lamthuthu badlayo lapha ya. Masen baphekile khona umuntu engambone ewasha ulamthuthu ewasha ngelokhuzana ngensipho like ngesaka nangensipho kanti ngiyayibuza ukuthi lo muntu owasha ulokhuzana ulamthuthu ngensipho nangelokhuzana nangesaka uchaza ukuthini. Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Mr. Sifiso Wakamtshali is a professional farmer, a professional poultry farmer. Acknowledge ke futhi khona la e South Africa. He is the founder and the director of Imakalela Enterprise Poultry. Namhlanje ke we are discussing what we call ama broilers, inkukhu lezi esihlabayo lapha yana sizidle. So Mr. Mtshali will be taking us through that. Mr. Mtshali, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, presenters. Good morning to listeners.
How are you, sir?
Siyaphila ninjani?
Sikhona mfethu, siyabonga kakhulu for joining us namhlanje. Mr. Mtshali, but maybe before sise singene in the business of today, kade ngizwa nje izolo abaka Poultry Association bekhuluma ngo lokhuzana level 5 of ilokhuzana i-vaccination to inkukhu to prevent ama bird flu. Have you ever heard ilokhuzana into kanjalo?
Yeah, I would say yenzeka last year.
Yeah.
Actually, iqale last year bird flu, flu elethwa mostly by inyoni endizayo to eplazini or enkukhwini zakho,
yeah.
Which is very bad. Ngashaya nje up to 100% of ilonto ze flock.
Poultry farming is one of the successful ventures in South Africa with a guaranteed quick turnaround. So if you do want to have a poultry farmer ungakwazi ukuyivula. So now getting to the business of today, Mr. Mtshali. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngama broilers, like the broiler chicken. So can you please explain what exactly a broiler chicken is and what is the role edlalayo in a poultry industry? And maybe also look at the key characteristics now of a broiler chicken and how do they differ from other types of poultry?
Okay. Thanks for the question. A broiler chicken is a chicken that was bred specifically for meat, for a chicken meat. So this chicken has an ability to gain weight in a very short space of time. So if it's boogie in kuku, like your dual purposes, which are the indigenous chickens, is now in Makaya. And then we have the layers, there's a broiler for a makand. But the broiler is bred specifically for inyam, the inkuku. So the special ngayo, in a space of 6 weeks, you'd expect to be ready. So there won't be a need for you to wait inyanga for inkuku to be ready. So you just wait 42 days over 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Starting from the population, each and every day, actually each and every minute, kuba abantwana abazalwayo. So they need to eat inyama, and then it's affordable. Yona nyama affordable. The local farmer statistics, an average family eats at least once a week inyama yenkuku. So local goods are the ukuba crucial of this type of meat we poultry industry.
Oh yeah. So now they are gaining weight in a space of like 6 weeks.
Yes, in a space of about 6 weeks you'll expect to think ukuyakho ibe na about 2.8 kilograms.
Oh God. All right. So now how are broiler chicken raised and cared for now in a commercial setting?
Okay. On that, it's a very broad topic, actually, raising and caring. It's a training on its own. However, I'll try to squeeze it and try to cover yonke into.
Yes.
But I believe the listeners, they will learn something. So in terms of raising the broilers, there's an abbreviation to floss, and I found this up by my lecturer. By the way, hopefully he's listening.
Yeah.
So it's FLOSS. The first F is for feet, the L is for light, the O is for oxygen, the S is for space, the last S is for sanitation. So these are the crucial parts when it comes to raising ama broilers ukuzube ne quality chicken at the end of 6 weeks. You must ensure good these are in place. So if it feeding in the low feeding high kuku zako, if it contributes to about 80% of ama production cost.
Yeah.
So you need to ensure good kuku zako they get a good high quality feed. You wouldn't want to compromise good feeding.
Yeah.
With feeding, I think they start a grower and finisher, and then abanye baba no lontos, no maintenance feed, of which I think it's a waste. Mm-hmm. Steps to start a grower, finish. And then when it comes to light, any into about inkuku, I take them as am I human beings, actually, when I'm Mr. Abbas.
Yeah.
Currently speaking, so when they inkuku, I'm observing them. So when it comes to elite like ingane encane, if ingane sase encane ayikwazi ukuthi regulate the temperature due to ukuthi there are certain organs that are responsible for temperature regulation asuke ngaka develop. It's the same thing with ama broiler chickens.
Yeah.
If a day old chick cannot regulate temperature on its own, so it needs some sort of supplementary heat of which bakubiza ngalaka agriculture i-brooding. So you need to provide the brooding for your day-old chicks. Obvious, without the brooding in kukuzako, they wouldn't survive. For example, 32 degrees, or 0 degrees, for example. It's very cold. Obvious, so in terms of going, so it's the same thing with in kukuzako. You need to have a thermometer so they can look at the shisha and banda and ganan. We control a low temperature using brooding. If shisha kulu was to provide the umoya or ama brooding system, iparamis so that kuzo pumugi heat. If banda kulu, we actually so that they can have more of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then oxygen, lapagu O, comes along with the ventilation. We cannot live without oxygen. Same thing with the inkuk. Without oxygen, it's important for growth. As well, local, it helps with a wet spot. Let's say, since in cook we put a man, let's say in your chicken coop, there are wet spots. So there needs to be oxygen, the clean oxygen coming in, and the dirty oxygen coming out of your chicken coop. Because remember, your chickens, they are defecating. And then as they defecate, if ama feces are corner, eshangana namanzi, kuzo formisha some sort of ammonia, which has a foul smell. And then that foul smell will affect your chickens. It will affect like respiratory system. So once kwa kala wa affect the respiratory system, your chicken, I say, zugudla gashe. If ingasaldi gashe, ekugcineni in 6 weeks, I was we reach like the target weight. Then you start losing ama customers, or you lose ilontos. You lose the weight, like obu ilontos, obu isethile as your goal. And then the space comes along with uwaz ukuthi ama drinkers wakho na ama feeders wakho. Waplace kanjani ukuyizitsha lezi nkukhu edlela kuona nephuzela kuona. Wahlukanisa kangakanani. Wabeka kupha, wabeka eduze kwe lights na yonke leyo nto leyo. Mele wenze yonke into ezo promote ukuthenini inkukhu zakho zidle ziphuza amanzi. Awufuni ukuthi zirelax zihlale ukuthi there is a feeder eduze ne globe. Izovela ihlale phansi kwe globe iphakamise ikhanda idle.
Yabo,
and then asikufuni lokho, sifuna ukuthi idle thina, and then it stretch. Yabo, mele wazi ukuthi endlini yakho uzofaka inkukhu eingaki. So avoid overcrowding, uprevent ama mortalities. The density and I recommend for the listeners is 10 chickens per square meter.
Yeah.
10 chickens per meter squared, yes.
Mm.
And then for sanitation, which I think worked in under the topic, sanitation has to do with the biosecurity. Ogoba clean when the aquilaco must be clean. Melanekuklaco is be healthy. And sure, if you have a sick chicken, we remove a little sick chicken, we beg somewhere lapho ozokwazi ukuthi observe like uyinikeze special attention. Ensuring ukuthi awabi khona ama invited visitors. Yeah. Even the invited one kumele uzame ukuthi walimithe ngendlela ongalimitha ngayo. Because remember they are bringing ama diseases ahlukahlukene. Ngikhulumile iqala interview as you mentioned something about avian flu ukuthi ilethwa iinyoni esuke mhlawumbe zithathe somewhere la ezithatha khona. So you should ensure ukuthi nawe around the plus lakho or around the indlu yakho yenkukhu ayibi khona like upotsho la kuzongena khona inyoni izodlana iy'nkukhu zakho because izospread those diseases to iy'nkukhu zakho. And I hope I answered your question, Mr. Mabas.
I learned a lot. So the feeding procedure or actually growing or raising your broiler for a commercial setting, Melbourne of Floss. Floss is for bunny, e feed, L is for light, O is for oxygen, S is for space, omunyu S foot is for sanitation. I learned something namhlanje. So Mr. Mjali, speaking of now, feeding ilokuzana inkukuzako for now, gutena uistayise and all that. What kind of nutrition now and feeding practices are typically used for broiler chickens and how do they contribute now to the growth and development of our broilers?
Okay. Thank you for the question, Mr. Mabas. On that, nakona it's a broad topic. However, I'll try to squeeze as a farmer. So, in terms of feeding, I mentioned earlier, Guti, if it contributes to about 80% of our production cost, so you must never compromise with feed yako. Ensure you buy a high quality feed.
Yeah.
And then with feed yako, we've got ama phases out three. We've got two starter, u grower, u finisher. And then I mentioned ukuthi there are other people that are doing some maintenance, of which it's a waste.
Yeah.
Because for maintenance feed, I'm suiting actually about Lisa after 6 weeks. So actually after 6 weeks, inkuku zakho zisuke sezili profit yako. So bona bafita something ezobe ispita with profit yabo. So that's why I'm saying it's a waste. And then in terms of your starter, baby, the starter crumbles, yona was feeding kuku zakho for about 14 to 21 days.
Yeah.
Which is about 3 weeks. In crumbles, utambile, and then it's very high in protein as compared to lawa manu grow and finish. So yeah, we can say it has high protein starter. Then we have grower. Grower wona, we can say it has it is in pellets because the sulwa in cook it's a kula. E protein yakona, we can say it's medium protein. And then finisher, it's low protein as compared to la manyanga pezul.
Yes.
Growers by feeder for about 10 to 12 days. Finisher, we can feed them 10 to 14 days. And then if we slanganisa leyo ndlela leyo and maneuver the numbers, we can have 42 days, go 6 weeks. And then if usibuka ke inkukhu lezi zidinga a high protein because they need to develop our muscles, yabo. Ukhona ke nani izinto introduce we feed, of which angeza ukuzichaza. But if usibuka ifeed ledliwa lezi inkukhu compared to ifeed ledliwa inkukhu zasemakhaya, which can be a crushed maize, and then we extraordinary level, it can be mixed fowl.
Yeah.
Lao mafit, nutrition yakhona is very low. It's very low. So even if ungazinika ama broilers, angeke a reach leyo target weight leyo osukuyifuna because nutrition is very low. Sidinga high nutrition for the development and muscles. And then in terms of a feeding ratio, ngizokwenza example ngeenkukhu ezu-50.
Yeah.
Amachwana u-50. For starter, uzodinga 50 kg. Wenkukhu ezu-50. For grower, uzodinga 50 kg. For inkukhu ezu-50. And then for finisher, you will need 100 kg. So, ratio yakhona, 1:1:2.
Okay.
So, yeah. I believe ngikuphendule kahle ensuring nama feeders wakho wa place kangakanani because indlela oplace ngayo ifeeder yakho, if ifeeder yakho iphezulu kakhulu inkukhu azikwazi ukuyi-reacher, kuzo affect indlela abadla ngayo. If iphansi kakhulu nakhona izovilapha izo affecteka nangendlela abakhula ngayo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you are answered, Mist, and the listeners.
Sikhuluma no Mr. Sifiso Kamtshali, the founder, the director, and also the CEO of Imagalela Enterprise Poultry. Usitshela ke ukuthi na, what is the broiler chicken, and also how do we raise the broiler, and how do we feed the broiler, and also now making sure ukuthi inkukhu zakho zikhula kahle. And everything Mr. Mtshali, or anything Mr. Mtshali has ama misconception or myth asuke khona ebekiwe nami nje izontuthu komabaso kunama misconceptions abantu abanawo ngami nama myth futhi abantu abanawo wami. So what are the some of the misconceptions or myth about the broiler chickens that you would like to address?
Okay, Mr. Nalo, so thank you. In last cut, I'll try to be short,
yes,
and fast, as effective as possible. And then ama myths engiwaziyo is that it's easy to grow broilers, which I think it's not something elula.
Yes,
ucabanga kwami may be wrong. It's not something elula. Farming nje, anything that has to do with farming ayikho lula. And then others, they say they have poor nutrition, of which angicabanga ukuthi kuyiqiniso nalokho. Nanokuthi there is no market. Market is there. As much as nama don't have a stable market, but I can assure you ukuthi market ikhona. If sibuka ama statistics for ama imports ikuke ifakwayo ayathusa. So lokho kukodwa kuyasho ukuthi imarket ikhona. Wena just gotta add value to inkukhu zakho. Bahlezi begcwele abantu ko Petros nakuphi nakuphi badla the same chicken. So there is market.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I've answered.
Yes, yes. Now, wrapping up, Mr. Sifiso Mtshali, let us look at now, Gutena, what could be the advice you would like to give to customers who want to make more informed choices about the broader chicken products they purchase? Yiphini okumele sibheke kahle kahle
zabathengi? Okay. Hey, I wish the session would be much longer. Because this is a very broad topic ivulekile,
yeah.
Ngeke siqede namhlanje, but lokho okuncane sizokuthola. Engakusho to the listeners or anyone ofuna ukuventurisha to this kind of business is that aka ensure ukuthi aka compromise kuma day old chicks, or okokuqala akumele like drive shouldn't be imali.
Yeah.
Should be patient. You must be passionate about this thing, because if you are not passionate, kulula ukuthi uphume. You might not make a profit layo, and then uzophuma kalula kanjalo. And then for your day old chick as the foundation, make sure you compromise kuma day old chick. You buy from a reputable source or reputable supplier or a HR.
Yeah.
Feed yakho nama day old chicks. Nama day old chicks akho before uye nawe ekhaya, we are observer and see ukuthi akanjani.
Yeah.
Ungahambi namachwana agulayo, and then in 2 or 3 days asefile lawo machwane lawo, yabo. So you must ensure that you buy from ama suppliers are reliable, and then work on the market. Into engiyifundile from this lecturer is that i-market yakho immediately amachwane akhe efika kuwena, you start working on the market. You know that you've got 100 chickens and usuyazi ukuthi azoba ready. You count 42 days from usuka fike ngawo, then you know that azoba ready. You start marketing, tshela abantu kukuzama zobe zireti ngosuku lokuthi start selling. By the time they reach 6 weeks, sezinayo already market asastruglish.
Yeah.
Yabo. And then okunye is that you must spend time with them. Njoba ngisho nje ngise okweni spending time with them. I'm getting to observe them. Ngiyabaza amagama abo, ngiyabaza ukuthi bakhula kanjani. If ever there is a bit, if bengayiqondi kahle, ngiyazi ukudetect ukuthi okay, seems like uhethekile lona, or this one is sick, or whatsoever. So kuba lula kanjalo if you spend more time with inkukhu zakho. The same thing with abantu. Mhlawumbe umuntu mazi kangcono ngokuspend isikhathi naye. Mhlawumbe ngizokwenza isibonelo ngentombi yakho, Mr. Mabaso, if there is any. Uyakwazi ukuyibona, sizofika namamuthi ngalolo suku, ubone ukuthi no, lo muntu lo khona okungahambi kahle, yabo. Observe-ke the behaviors awenzayo. Yabo.
Yes.
And then you ensure ukuthi awuba stressy. Aleo, it's a topic on its own. Uzozibuza Mr. Mabaso ukuthi inkukhu iyastresseka kanjani. It's possible inkukhu iyastresseka. Actually, inkukhu is the most sensitive animal to stress. Ngcono as compared to abantu. So, iyastresseka kalula. Ingastresswa by anything, an abnormal sound, an uninvited visitor.
Yeah.
My temperatures, if a high kakhulu, if a low kakhulu, unavailability of your feet. Even the stress, even nangumbalo ugqokile, Mr. Mabaso. If ngiqhamuka nje ngigqoke isikipa esimhlophe,
eyi,
iyathuka inkukhu iyaqala istress manje uzongenza ntona yabo yonke leyo nto leyo. So you need to not stress iy'lwane because I learned ukuthi izinkukhu or actually iy'lwane zonke zinawo ama-diseases, ziphila nawo ama-diseases. However, the only thing activator those diseases eveza ama-symptoms it's stress. So asuke ama-diseases inactive. But once you put in stress, you start stressing iy'nkukhu zakho or iy'nkomo or any animal, then sekuzoqala-ke kuvele those symptoms.
Ayibo.
So yeah, you must take note of those things.
Manje awu manje ingakho laphana emabhusha nje begqoka ingubo ezimhlophe ngoba vele isuke seyifile inkukhu.
emabhusha vele sukuziphelile. Actually, if ever nje ugqoka omhlophe isikhathi esiningi usuke uzokwenza ukubi, it's either uzoyivaccinate or uzoyinquma.
Eyi vele iphathwe yi-stress.
Yeah, i-stress at the same time and then you start seeing ama-symptoms. Inkukhu yakho isingazi ukuthi ihleli ithothobele, if ithothobele izama ukukonserva the little energy enayo. So nje yeah.
Yo. Manje it answers my question. I've always asked myself ukuthi na why ulamthuthu uquleka kangaka.
Oh yeah.
Hey, ayikho ukuthi uquleka nje ngolamthuthu.
Ah. Yini niqulekisa? Eh, ilwane right lezi, zi right kakhulu.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Mtshali. Maybe your last word, maswe shiela futhi ne lokhuza nama social media handles ukuthi nabantu babuthola kuphi Magalela Enterprise Portrait.
Ukubonga nje to the listeners and the presenters for inviting me over. I hope ikhona impact engiyenzile to some of the people. Bonga opportunity. And then my social media handles, Magalela Enterprise Poultry.
Yeah.
Go on my platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Magalela ENT Poultry. My personal league, Special Magalela Mtshali on Facebook.
Yeah.
But cutting 7, these are the business ones.
Yeah.
And then the cell phone number, I'll give you a share away, Mr. Mabaso.
No, it's okay. Manje wenza ni TikTok, dance sing cook.
You would see, you know, Magalela Enterprise Poultry, you'll see they are dancing, they are partying.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mtshali. Sikufisela konke okuhle for 2024.
Thank you, guys.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.